Always I am the pure white light of love. Always I am the pure white light of love. Am I happy with who I am? Am I happy with the type of person that I am? Am I happy with the life that I am living? Am I happy being me at all times? Am I happy being who I am? If I am, then that's a terrific thing. And the best way to be that way is always to recognize that I am the pure white light of love. I am the pure white light of love. No matter what I look upon in the world, I see it with the reflection of my pure white light of love. I see all things being beautiful and good and wonderful. I see all things being joyous. No matter what experience comes into my world, no matter what experience goes out of my world, I see it always the pure white light of love. I see it always with the pure white light of love. People come to me and ask me to help them with a healing need. And I say to them, do not tell me what need you want. Tell me who you are. And they say, well, I need wholeness. And I said, then all right, I see you with my pure white light of love. I see you whole and perfect right now. I don't need to know what the problems are that you're going through. I don't need to know all of those circumstances that you're wanting to leave behind, all the things that once were in your life and no longer are important to you. I don't need to know those things. The only thing that I need to know is about me, and that I am the pure white light of love, always. I am the pure white light of love. Now, the pure white light of love sees itself, the pure white light of love. And so, if you come to me and say, I want to strengthen my awareness of who I am, my wholeness, my perfection, my wonder, and I say, wonderful. That's something that is a great thing for all of us to do all the time, to strengthen our awareness of our perfection and who and what we are. And as we strengthen our perfection of our awareness and who and what we are, great things happen in our life. Great things happen in our life. And we begin to recognize that we are fabulous, we are wonderful, we are glorious, we are beautiful, we are outstanding. We are truly amazing. Now, are you amazing? I say yes, because I see all things with my pure white light of love. And because I see all things with my pure white light of love, I can only see you amazing. And I can only see me amazing. If I wake up in the middle of the night with a dream about something in the past, I immediately say, be gone, be gone, be gone. But then I say, no, 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 what am I talking about, be gone? I am always the pure white light of love. And as the pure white light of love, I only have beautiful dreams. I only have remembrances of the past. Beautiful. I only have my experiences of the present. Beautiful. I only have everything in my life. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And it is a wonderful thing because I keep my mind, my heart, my soul, my being absolutely one as the oneness that is. All is in divine order now. I see all pure, perfect, and beautiful. I see all magnificent right now. And nothing else matters. Always I am the pure white light of love. And as the pure white light of love, I can only see everything as the pure white light of love. I can only see everything as a reflection of who I am. I can only see everything magnificent, glorious. I can only see everything fantastic. I can only see everything outstanding in my life. I can only see outstanding things in your life. So as you come to me with your desire for wholeness and your desire for perfection, tell me. Let's work on it. When you have a child who makes a miscalculation, and the teacher says, okay, now you write on a sheet of paper 100 times, I will be a good boy, I will be a good boy, I will be a good boy. And that teacher is driving that child out of the good boy syndrome. If that teacher were to say to that child, all right, I want you to write on a sheet of paper 100 times, I am a good boy, I am a good boy, I am a good boy. You're enunciating the truth about yourself. And the teacher is seeing that child as a good boy, not as a will-be good boy or a wanna-be good boy, but as a good boy. And that child soon sees itself as a good child because it is only putting that concept into its mind. This is important for all of us, for all of us to only put the important concept in our mind of our reality. I am that I am. I am the wholeness. Always, always, I am the pure white light of love. Always. It's not sometimes. It's not that I want to be, but it's always that I am the pure white light of love. And so the pure white light of love only sees itself. It only sees the pure white light of love wherever it looks. And so wherever I look, I see the pure white light of love. Whatever I'm doing, I see the pure white light of love. I see the pure white light of love shining forth in all that is. And all that is beautiful and very good. Every one of us has the opportunity to go about half-baked if we wish, to go about, sort of not fully fulfilled, and say, I want to be, I would like to be. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all the world wouldn't ever... No. All the world is beautiful. All the world is wonderful. All the world is fantastic. All the world is joyous. All the world is marvelous. All the world is my pure white light of love. All the world shines forth my pure white light of love under all circumstances. And because all the world shines forth my pure white light of love, my pure white light of love becomes more and more and more wonderful, more and more glorious, more and more powerful, more and more vivid in every area of life. And I don't shine forth only in my area of life. I shine forth in every area of life. I shine forth in every single area of my life, and I say, all is in divine order. I am the pure white light of love. Always I am the pure white light of love. Always I am shining forth that pure white light of love. Always I'm being the pure white light of love. Always and in every way. And as I do this, it is done. I'm the little boy that says, I am a good boy. I am a good boy. I am a happy boy. I am a successful boy. I am a perfect mathematician. I am a perfect literature student. I am a perfect awareness being. I am that now. I'm a good student. I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. I'm a wonderful person. I'm a wonderful person. And the teacher who has the child write this has to believe that they are always the pure white light of love. And so hence, the child is going to write down that it is the pure white light of love. That's the way the principle works. That's the way the law works. That's the way you and I work. Today, you start doing that in your life, about yourself. Say, always I am the pure white light of love. Always I am the pure white light of love. Always I am the pure white light of love. And as you do that, you find that life is very wonderful. Life is very spectacular. Life is exciting and beautiful and good because you have put the cause in motion for that goodness that life is, and you are a happy camper. Isn't that the right way to be? Isn't that the way you want it to be? That's the way you always want to be, isn't it? And so you say that I am. I am that I am, and it is done. Claim this for yourself. Know this for yourself. Be this for yourself. Enjoy this for yourself. And as you do, you are fulfilled. I love you. I love you. I love you.